This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the January 17, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading summaries of articles on the cervical spine and surgical technique published today. High cervical arteriovenous fistulas, fed by dural and spinal arteries and draining into a single medullary vein. A report of 3 cases by Kiyoshi Onda and colleagues. The authors previously reported a case of complex arteriovenous fistula at C1 with multiple dural and spinal feeders that were linked with a common medullary venous channel. The purpose of their present study was to collect similar cases and analyze their angioarchitecture to gain a better understanding of this malformation. 3 such cases were treated surgically, and the operative findings were compared using digital subtraction angiography to determine the angioarchitecture. The C1 and C2 radicular arteries and the anterior and posterior spinal arteries supplied feeders to a single medullary draining vein in various combinations via various routes. The drainage veins ran along the affected ventral nerve roots and lay ventral to the spinal cord. The sites of shunting to the vein were multiple: dural along the ventral nerve root in the subarachnoid space and on the spinal cord, showing a vascular structure typical of the dural arteriovenous fistula, except for the intradural shunts fed by feeders from the spinal arteries. Low power field and high power field intraoperative photographs showing the clearly labeled angioarchitecture were presented, as were accompanying illustrations for ease of understanding. This study revealed that a high cervical complex arteriovenous shunt has angioarchitectural characteristics different from those seen in other spinal regions. Spontaneous atraumatic vertebral artery occlusion due to physiological cervical extension. A case report by Mina Gamal Safain and co-authors. Vertebral artery occlusion is a serious, morbid, and potentially life-threatening occurrence. It can result in devastating strokes within the brainstem and/or cerebellum, causing transient or permanent neurological deficits, and in some instances, coma or death. Bowhunter's syndrome, a mechanical occlusion of the vertebral artery due to physiological head rotation, has been well described in the medical literature. However, mechanical compression due to routine flexion or extension of the neck has not been previously reported. The authors present a unique case of a woman without any history of trauma who suffered multiple posterior fossa strokes and was found to have dynamic occlusion of her right vertebral artery, visualized via cerebral angiography upon extension of her neck. This occlusion was attributed to instability at the occipitocervical junction in a patient with a previously unknown congenital fusion of both the occiput to C1 and C2 to C3. An occiput to C3 fusion was performed to stabilize her cervical spine and minimize the dynamic vascular compression. A postoperative angiogram showed no evidence of restricted flow with flexion or extension of the neck. She remains well, with no further strokes or transient ischemic attacks. Use of artificial neural networks to predict surgical satisfaction in patients with lumbar spinal canal stenosis. A clinical article by Parisa Azimi and colleagues. The ability to predict the surgical success rate is important in choosing the appropriate management of lumbar spinal stenosis. Artificial neural networks, or ANNs, are defined here as computational models that can be used to develop prediction algorithms to assess, diagnose, and treat patients. ANNs have been used to enhance decision-making accuracy in other fields. Individual parameters, such as the visual analog scale score for the assessment of leg pain or numbness, stenosis ratio, walking distance, Japanese Orthopedic Association score, and the neurogenic claudication outcome score, can provide a measure of prognostic utility. However, as demonstrated in this study, the combination of these parameters in the ANN model provided enhanced predictive capabilities. The final details of an ANN that does not require further training can be saved and used as a software estimator or predictor. To date, there have been no studies that have analyzed 2-year surgical satisfaction in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis based on an ANN model. The findings presented in this study show that an ANN can predict 2-year surgical satisfaction and that such predictive capabilities may enhance the clinical decision-making process. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.